Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
It's on like that.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
Destiny's Child on Namibia's Heart and Soul. We had Omale and Bruce Cantrell also on your radio. Your favorite are back, the NSK and Shaquan. Thank you so much once again for choosing us. We appreciate it. Above Average Radio lives right here. Now, yep. Shaquan.
Yes.
You were in Karibep over the weekend.
Yes, partner.
You got all the tea.
Yes.
So big shout out to the team that took you there, the KR Navajapa Goldmine team.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, Shaquan, I actually forgot to mention this. The homie actually just started there recently, but I don't think he was there. I think he's too new. He just started there like a month ago.
What do you mean too new though?
That guy is shy, bro. He's not gonna go to those things, especially if he's new.
Okay.
That guy. That's why we're good friends. I'm the total opposite.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, he's the shy one. I'm
Who's
the
that?
Loud one. Tabumos.
Oh.
Yeah. He started there. And that's why you probably didn't even see him.
Yeah, I would have definitely recognized him.
You would have.
Yes.
I'm sure he didn't.
But here's the thing as well, partner. Yeah. Not everyone was off, hey?
Operation still had to continue.
So some people came. There. Yeah, type of situation.
Oh, okay. All right. So you and Karibab, I was at the Savannah Comedy Awards.
Yeah, yeah.
At the NTN on Saturday.
Yebo.
And it was hosted by ATN, the original teddy bear, and Script was on the red carpet. Can I just say I'm really, really proud of ATN, you know, the original teddy bear.
Yeah, yeah.
I say this because I know his journey. You know, I know how long he has hustled in terms of you know, the speaking thing, you know, how he's been trying to, you know, bang down doors. Get in the game, and for him to get this opportunity, and he killed it, by the way. I just, my hat's off to him.
Oh wow.
You know
Fantastic.
What I mean?
Yeah.
How he opened up the awards.
Mm.
You know, how
I
he
saw him with a gown at one point.
Okay, the gown is so the gown thing was at the end of the award. That was his last link.
Okay.
Yeah. He came out and it's like, you know what? I don't know about you guys, but it's past my bedtime, man. I'm old. I'm done.
Nice.
I can't do like this. I'm a 2000s.
Yes.
You know what I mean? When a certain time reaches,
it's over.
You know, my eyes start dropping. So can we finish this now?
Please.
Thank you.
It was
really, really funny.
Yeah.
So shout out to Etienne, the original teddy bear. Script also holding it down. That's on
the
red carpet itself.
Yeah.
So let's look at the list of winners. Oh, also, and by the way, shout out to Savannah. Okay.
Oh, yes. Ooh.
They decorated that place so nicely. You know what I mean? I'm not so sure who the agency is or if they work directly in terms of their marketing.
Must be an agency,
right?
Yeah.
Shout out to that agency, man. They really did their work. All the marketing department.
Department,
you know
what
I mean? The lobby was, the lobby they did. I don't even know how to describe it. It was so greenish and yellowish. And then they had like
great.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was nicely done. The stage was nicely done. The screens, everything. So shout out in terms of that. They really put in the effort to make the award look
nice.
Where's
my six-pack?
Also for Mitch Frabra.
They must have non-alcoholic.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, I want a six pack.
Actually fell in love with the Angry Lemon this past weekend.
But is it also non-alcoholic?
No, it's booze. It's 5%.
5%.
Was it 5.5?
No, but Savannah is 5.
It's 5%, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So list of winners. Comedy Actor of the Year went to Joe White. And by the way, you know, I always tell you, like, I love awards, right? And I love the drama that comes with it. I love the banter. I love the, he didn't deserve it. Yeah, but he deserved it. Yeah, but like she did most of the work. Why is she not winning? I love all of that. Comedy Actor of the Year, Joe White got it. I'm not gonna lie. I haven't been following Joe White since the good old days of what is this? Slick the Dicks, organization. Free Your Mind.
Free Your Mind.
Yeah,
Your
yeah.
Mind.
Joe White. Joe White. Back in the day, they used to do those shenanigans at the warehouse. But I see now he's active. That's cool.
Okay.
Comedy movie of the year went to a movie that I star in.
Yes.
Panda's Dilemma. Mm-hmm. You know, shout out to Corsi right there.
Yeah.
That makes me a 3-time award winner.
Yeah. Yay, you know what I mean? Absolutely.
Just come to think about it.
Congrats, partner.
Thank you so much. Also, funniest that Namibian Edwards went to Alois with Gold Wagon. I'm not so sure if you saw that content, Shaquan.
I know that it's Reggie.
That shot it. Okay.
But okay. I actually don't think I saw it.
Okay.
A little digging. I'll get back to you now.
And then Legacy Award went to this one caused a lot of debate, dude. It caused a lot of
Which
debate.
Which one is this?
Legacy Awards.
Yeah.
Because this was between Arma Shivute, Neville Basson, and Slick the Dig. It went to Arma Shivute, and there was a lot of debate. Even in the crowd, there was a lot of debate behind, and I was just like, yes. I love that. Let's debate. Let's banter. You know, it went to Arma Shivute. Namibian Comedy of the Year went to Zita. I'm not 100% familiar with that, but you know, I just had a quick look at the stuff that same night. Funny stuff. Namibian.
But what type of stuff is it? Is it like, you know, just at home or?
I think it's a variety of stuff. It's both online and also
Zita
stand
you
up. Yeah, Zita, with one eye. And then you've got Namibian favorite comedy club, which is Vinyl's Comedy Bar. I sort of kind of vouch for that because, you know, there's a couple of clips that I've seen and that I've also attended where they have these comedy nights, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, really fun. There's a couple of them also that's going viral on TikTok of guys just, delivering their lines and delivering the set at Vinyl's Comedy. So they've created that platform. It's pretty dope. Stand-up comedian of the year went to your favorite, Shaquan Akhrop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I saw that.
Stand-up comedian of the year.
I love him. Yeah, yeah.
And then social media content creator of the year went to King Malume. Now, there's something I need to tell you about that category.
Okay.
And that moment with King Malume. I'll get back to it in a bit.
Okay.
Savannah, So You Think You're a Comedian Champion went to Dangote. This one is actually huge because Dangote will get an opportunity to have a one-man show. And I understand it will also be included in the, what was it again? Into another initiative. I just forgot now what initiative it was, but it's a big category. Savannah is really putting a lot of effort into that specific category.
Is it
because they went around the country to find?
Also, he's one of the guys that was actually
And then the Vernec Comedian of the Year went to Combo Boss by Sako, and then Lifetime Achievement Award presented by Norman Job went to the late and the great Stanley Van Veek.
Aww.
Yeah, man. So going back to the social media content creator of the year thing.
Yes.
Okay.
What happened?
So, NSK, yours truly, your favorite.
What did you do?
AKA NS Kanye, AKA Mr. Kasongo, AKA, what is anyone? Nexal Mekirni.
Wait, what? What did you do? Wait. Now you're making me anxious.
So what we did is we pulled off a little stunt.
Okay.
We pulled off a little stunt where I was to interrupt a category, right? But not SYM nonsense. Like, Virginia. This one was different, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Instead of interrupting an actual winner, we planned in such a way where we interrupt the category presenter. Right? The guy who needs to go there and say, oh, you know,
the
social media, and the winner is that thing. Okay, sharp. So I interrupt the guy, right? I interrupt the guy and I wrestle him. Now you're wondering, oh my goodness, what do you mean wrestle?
You wrestle?
Violence.
Whoa.
So I was dressed as Steve Cold Austin, literally. You know, if you check his stuff, you'll see he has a leather jacket on, a kajinigi, and boots. That's his style, the wrestler.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And he always has this thing where he takes beer cans and he smashes it and he drinks it.
Yeah, and he drinks it. Yeah,
right. Okay, cool. So that was the character that I was playing now.
Okay.
So for this category, for social media content creator of the year, a guy, what's his name now? Mukendu, an actor also, Mukendu Javera.
Yeah,
he was the
yeah.
one that was not supposed to present the award.
Mm.
So as it comes on, we infuse the lights. We drop the lights.
Yeah.
And we infuse the lights with like scary images of me, and like you know what, that Steve Cold Austin theme song in the background.
Mm.
Yeah. So now all of that is going on. All of that is going on. And I appear behind him. Right. I appear behind him. And then he turns around. I do the move. The Steve Cole Austin move. The one that ends the Wrestlers.
It's it.
And the guy is Nakomasak. They're dead now. Not dead, but like passed out.
Yeah, yeah.
Etienne comes and he drags away the poor
out.
Guy.
Oh my God.
And then my opening line is, I'm just here to make sure that the deserving guy gets the award.
Gets the award.
But it was wow. nice. It was really, really nice. You know
yeah.
what I mean? We've got a clip of it as well. If you want to see it, we will send it to you. Just reach out to us on WhatsApp.
Mm, mm.
Now the funny thing here is, Shekwan,
yes.
right? You know, Moses King Malume created content out of that situation that I had with Donald and that situation.
Yes, yes.
King Malume created most of content there. And in that content, he must said, basically, the thing that stood out from there was the money give me the bola. In that content, it's him, bruh. It's him. So can you imagine me on stage opening that envelope and I see his name? I'm like, the bloody donor. You were creating content here with my bloody name. You know
in
what
a
I mean?
Good is
in a good Tenji.
You know, the whole time, ne, I'm a little bit like, I'm trying to figure out this King Mal. I know who it is,
yeah,
but.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So I see his name.
How was that?
Bruh.
How did he I'm even like, come take the award?
No. You know what? There's so many videos. No, I'll try and get all of them. There's that exact moment there where I announce him. He comes on stage there and it's like, yo, you know, you could see there. He's like sort of kind of scared to come towards me because I'm standing there. Steve Cole, Austin Moss.
Yes. And you just.
And also this donor made was content out of me most.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And no, before you actually announcing, you double yeah. down the other guy most.
Yeah. So you might
drinks?
Be next.
Yes.
So there's that exact moment where he's standing there like and he's doubting like but it was funny. It was really, really funny. So that was that moment there with King Malume. And it just had to be him.
It just had to be him. Swear,
you know, and even in that moment, as I was in character,
yeah.
when I saw his name, I almost broke character. You know what I mean? Like,
really?
But yeah, anyways, shout out to all the winners.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it was one of a kind.
Yeah.
The Savannah Comedy Awards. And I really hope that it continues next year.
Yeah.
I actually like the variety of awards that are on show right now.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? The DSTV content, the comedy.
Comedy.
You know what I mean? It's a variety of stuff.
Yeah.
That's,
we need more. We need
yes,
more.
Hard
we
to
need
believe.
More.
Okay, cool. Shall we leave it at that, Auntie Kwana?
Yes. I'm so happy that Akharopon.
Yeah. You've been rooting
so
for Akharopon.
Happy, yes.
You've been rooting for Akharopon.
I saw him for concerts. Yeah. I saw him at the Old Mutual in Durban last year.
Yes.
And I was like, I remember even coming back and raving about this guy to NSK. Kudos, man. Kudos to everybody. Yeah.
Oh well. Cool. Let's leave it at that. It's 9:28 on Namibia's Art and Soul. We've got Masego lined up as well as Blackie.
Embark on a flavorful adventure with Communica. Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.